If you have a podcast you're trying to promote, or YouTube ads that you'd like to do, or you'd like to use Google AdWords for video, I imagine this might be really helpful for you today, because I'm going to show you a new system I'm doing to promote my podcast. My podcast is now monetized with automatic sponsorships at what I get paid is about $12 CPM. What's really nice is it doesn't matter where people listen to my podcast. Therefore, I can advertise my podcast at a lower CPM than I actually am earning when people listen to it. This seems like one of those limited time opportunities that's outstanding, which is why I'm here to show it to you. So to get all this set up, we need anchor.fm to host my podcast, which is what I've got hosting my podcast now. And if I show you over here, the data is looking really good for my podcast. I'm putting out a new episode every day. Already earned $57.53 in the first month of my podcast just based on ads, which is amazing because I have had a podcast for 5 years now. I've made 750 plus episodes on my podcast. Meanwhile, I just recently switched over to Anchor in December 2018. It's January, what is it, the 13th of January? So I've only had this podcast hosting for about a month or less, and the earnings are already looking really good on it. So if I go down here and look, what was the first episode I uploaded on here? It looks like I've started uploading in December. So in a month, I got a payout of $16. So I've actually made about $70 in the first month of my podcast, even though I've done extremely little to promote my podcast for most of the last 5 years. Now, one of the key elements I've got for my podcast is I've got this podcast player on it, powered by Simple Podcast Press Player. This is for WordPress websites who want to have a podcast. One big thing I've done to promote my podcast is stick it straight on the front page of my website now, as well as jerrybanfield.com/podcast. And as soon as I did this, the amount of listens per episode has went up a lot. So I was getting about 100 listens an episode. And as soon as I stuck it on the front page of my website and started telling more people about jerrybanfield.com/podcast, here you can see the listens went up to 200 or 250. So I'm getting an extra 100 or so listens a day just from putting it up on the front of my website and using that Simple Podcast Player. Now, my newest strategy to promote my podcast is to do a quick YouTube bumper video ad, because this will allow people to actually see and hear what I've got to say for just a second. And all I will do in the ad will literally look just like this. I already filmed it. I'm going to upload it. The ad literally is just like this. Will you please listen to my podcast because I think you'll love it? There's the ad. Really short, really to the point. The idea being to most people may say no, but the few people that actually give it a try will be able to start listening to my podcast. And the more people that listen, the more ad revenue I'll get. The ad revenue on this podcast is really good right now. My ad, $15 CPM minus a 30% fee, which adds up, I think, to about, what is 30% of 15? That's like, actually, I might as well put the anchor.com. It's about $10, a little bit more CPM on my podcast, which means I get about 1 cent for every listen. What's really cool is it doesn't matter where in the world I'm at, where in the world people are listening. Therefore, I can build a global audience on YouTube for a really small ad revenue. For example, I probably can pay less than a dollar CPM to advertise that on YouTube. And then when people come over to my podcast, I'm earning 10 times as much for every listener who's listening back. So this is really cool. I've been really wanting to try this. So I'm gonna show you how I set this up now. First, to move your hosting over to anchor.fm, super simple. You just go to anchor.fm, anchor.fm. where I've got my podcast. You get your podcast up there, you can import it. I imported mine pretty easily. And start making at least one episode a day. That might sound like a lot, but just make a short one, maybe a 3 to 5 minute. Put an episode out every single day, because the listeners who are willing to listen every day, you want to have something that keeps the listeners coming back. Then, I'm already doing that. So that's what I'm already doing. Next, I've got a YouTube channel, and I want to upload my ad to my YouTube channel. So the next step of this is we're going to upload a video on YouTube, and this will be an unlisted video upload. So all I did is film a real quick, honest 5-second ad. Look, just listen to my podcast. Real straightforward and simple. Podcast, love it for YouTube. Nothing fancy. And we're going to put this video, once we've uploaded it, we'll put this video to unlisted. I don't want this actually on my channel. What I will do is just put in a real quick description, Jerry Banfield podcast ad for YouTube. And then we'll go down here and put, will you please listen to my podcast at jerrybanfield.com/podcast, because I think you will love it. And then I don't go down here, love Jerry Banfield. There we go. Ultra simple. It won't appear to all my subscribers, but I need this video up on YouTube in order to show as the ad. So right now I click done. It is available. Now if we go back to my YouTube channel, we can also go watch the video already. The video is available. And it will come up just like this, Jerry Banfield podcast ad for YouTube. Then you can see right here, there it is, real simple and straightforward video. So now what I want to do is I just want that exact video URL. I want that exact video URL on my channel. So we will go back to my channel over here. I think I can just hit control back. Oops, nope. That's not what I wanted to do. All right. So we're just going to go back to my channel over here on my videos, and I will just need a link for this. So I've got the link to it here, but it's easier if I pull it up over here. So I get my video ready. Now what we're going to do is go over to Google AdWords. We're going to put this in as an ad. Now my previous ads I've done, you might ask, why'd you make it so short? Why didn't you explain to people all the way about your podcast? In order to have a bumper ad, it needs to be less than 6 seconds. So you need a super short ad. These are unskippable. And once you've got these in, then the CPM, the cost per thousand to advertise these, last time I did them was really low. So what we're going to do is give that another try. So we're going over here. We want campaigns. We want to make a new video ad campaign. I don't want any filters on mine. So we will go over here. We want a new video campaign. We will hit campaigns. Nope, stay, AdWords, go back. All right, we can hit over here. Plus, we want new campaign. So we want this to be, we could create a campaign without a goals guidance. So we're just going to do that. We want to click a video campaign there. And then you can have an ad sequence, which is interesting. Dive deeper for showing ads in a specific order. You can use bumper ads or a mix of both. We're just going to do standard video campaign right now. And what we want to do is we want the bumper ads specifically for this. So we need to make sure we can pick this in as early as possible, because sometimes the bumper ads have different settings. So we can do maximum CPM on the ad and see what that, and this says then choose this to create bumper ads. You'll notice you can create in-stream ads or discovery ads with maximum CPV, but we don't want that. We want either target CPM or maximum CPM. What we'll do is we'll do maximum CPM. We want to make bumper ads. And the first thing we're going to do on this, we'll make a campaign for the USA, and we want to type in English for the ad. Then we can go down here. There's all these different kinds of inventory. There's all kinds of different channels you could show this on. And you could do standard inventory or expanded inventory. The expanded inventory gives you all those limited ones that are not available to be monetized. So this is a full ad. So what we want to do down here, we need the URL. I'm going to the bottom now. I'm going to grab my podcast ad video. So what we'll do is copy link address here. Go over and drop the video in. Now, this is what I wanted to confirm before I go any farther. It says video ad format, bumper ad. A bumper, and this is a help so you can show you what it is. A bumper ad is a short video ad that plays before, during, or after another video on YouTube or the display network. The video must be 6 seconds or less, and viewers don't have the option to skip your ad. You pay based on impressions, which is good because impressions are cheap. Now we're going to tab over. We just want the podcast URL. So we want the jerrybanfield.com/podcast URL. We will tab and put that URL back in over here on the final URL, and it will be on the display URL also. That is really good. Now we've got podcast bumper, love it. There, we've got podcast bumper, love it. So we got a bumper video ad. That's the exact format we want. Now all we need to do is go in and set the targeting right. So we're going to go back up and start from the beginning. We're going to call this Podcast Bumper USA. And what we will do, we'll put in a daily budget. Let's put in $10 a day to start. We want to just put that in, see what the CPM is, how much it's costing. Delivery method standard, we'll just do this indefinitely. And we'll use the standard inventory. Is then you can put in ads that are flagged. You can do the expanded inventory, including ads on some sensible content. I'm imagining, though, if I do the standard inventory, I could do expanded inventory. I don't know which one of these is going to be best for my audience. So we could do standard inventory. We'll give that a try. And we won't do any excluded content right now. What we do want to make sure to hit is cap the impression frequency. We only want this ad to show once per day per campaign. We don't want to hit people with the ad 5 or 10 times in the same day. And then we'll have the ad schedule all day on all devices, all different types of content. So we scroll down here to the bottom where it says ad group name. Now what we want to is YouTube. So I'm going to do this remarketing. So people who've already watched my videos, probably 99% of people who've watched my videos don't know about my podcast. So all we will do on this is put in audience. So what I will do on this is select my YouTube remarketing list. So we'll go over here to remarketing. We'll go over here to YouTube users. Anyone who's liked a video, watched a video from my channel. And we don't need to do the subscribed because if someone's liked a video, that's fine. Anyone, we'll just do viewed a video from Jerry Banfield YouTube channel or watched a video. That's a plenty big enough of an audience. Lots of potential impressions there. And that way, I'm educating, I'm encouraging people who've already watched my videos on YouTube to go over and start listening to my podcast. Now, maximum CPM bid on this, I don't want this to be very high because I want this to be much lower than I'm earning from the ad revenue. So let's start out, if I'm remembering before, I think maybe let's just try $1.39. Let's see. Let's try, it says budgets based on, all right, let's try a higher one. Let's try $2 and see what it says. All right, there. So average CPM, we'll try $2.20. We'll see what it says on that. Average impressions. This is for the USA, so this would be a lot higher. Let's try $2.58. Average CPM, all right, and then I should be able to get several thousand impressions of this a day for just a few dollars a day. So I'll try $2.58 maximum CPM. Now keep in mind, I'm spending $2.58 CPM and then I'm getting in return when people actually listen $10 CPM. That seems like a really good deal. Now, of course, there's going to be a lot of slippage between people who I realistically be lucky if 10% of people that see the ad listen to the podcast. But if people listen to the podcast over and over and over and over again, guess what? Then this works out really, really, really good in the long term. And that's okay if I don't spend my whole budget. Let's put it up to, I don't know, $279. It says I might not spend my whole budget. But it thinks that should get close to it. You might not try increasing your bid or your targeting. Well, that's fine. I also could do similar to Jerry Banfield channels, but we could put that in a different ad group and test that out separately. Right now, we've got everything we want on here. I hit save and continue. It says, congratulations, your campaign is ready. So we can continue to campaign now. Now I've got this set up. What I can do if I want to, I can copy this ad group. So I've got an ad group. I can copy this ad group. I can paste this ad group and just edit the audience. All I need to do is edit the audience, and then I can test out a different kind of targeting. Maybe the YouTube targeting isn't as good. I can try out a different targeting. So when we go over into this next one, we'll click back into this. Then I need to get into audiences on this one. And once I go into audiences on this new one, what I can do is remove the audiences. Then I can go back in and set my own audience in this one. So now we'll go plus audience in here. I'll go over to a different remarketing list. I'll hit my website visitors on here, and we'll scroll down, sort the list based on size, and I should be able to get my website visitors in here as well. So now I can do another audience and essentially split test it. I can now have remarketing to my website. People who might have been to my website, but who didn't actually go and listen to my podcast. So now I've got people from my website on here, on this audience. Then I go back, I've got the campaign. What I want to do is modify the ad group now. So we will go over here and change the name of this ad group, because you want to keep things like, keep your ad group, you don't want to get your, you want to know exactly what you're doing in each of your ad groups. So I go back over here to ad groups. We will edit this one and call it jerrybanfield.com. Now we've got that in. I also can test out, if I'd like to, this is a good chance I can duplicate another one of these, copy and paste a different ad group. This will allow me to try out different targeting. So now we'll paste, and I can try the similar audience if I'd like to in this same campaign. Although this might be better to try in a different campaign. So we'll actually just, we'll try that in a different campaign if desired later. Because a similar audience is people who may not have seen my videos. So what, right now I've got this set up almost done. Now the next, the last thing I want to do is copy this over. I want to make two different campaigns. I don't want to just advertise in the USA. In fact, the best opportunity for this may be globally. So what I want to do is go into this campaign. We'll go to all the video campaigns here. What I'm going to do is copy this entire campaign, paste this entire campaign, and do one that is worldwide. And then I'll copy and paste and do another one that's Canada, UK, Australia, and New Zealand, because these are countries where English is a primary language. So we will do what's called CAUKAUNZ. That I'll put these four countries in at another $10 a day, because these are very similar to the USA in terms of lifestyle, in terms of English being one of the top languages spoken. So I'll remove this one, and what I will do is add in now Canada. We'll take that off. Canada, Australia. And I'm putting these in because these are very similar. And then I can control my exact budget. So when I've got my exact budget, let's say maybe I don't need to spend to do remarketing. Maybe I don't need to spend $10 a day. I can probably do $5 a day should be sufficient for my remarketing in these countries. Let's try New Zealand in here too. And then we'll hit save. So now I've got the locations retargeted on here, and it's given me some kind of an error. It says item not found. That's nice. So we'll go back over here. The Google ad, this is frequent whenever you try and do things. There's almost always errors. I'm amazed this even works. So we go back over here. We'll test the locations on this again. See if it actually saved. Nope, it did not save correctly. So fairly normal. You go over here, target, hit save. And look, Canada actually added correctly. So now what we do is just go back in, do one at a time, hit save. After each one, go back in, hit United Kingdom on this one, save, and go back in and manually add New Zealand on the last one. Now we've got New Zealand targeted. We've got these four targeted. Now that is set up. So now I have two video campaigns, one targeting the USA, one targeting Canada, Australia, UK. I'm gonna change the budget to $5 a day. I don't know that there's enough of an audience to merit that kind. And meanwhile, I will put the highest budget on the worldwide one. because the worldwide one, there are a lot of people globally who aren't in the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand who've watched my videos. And those should be cheaper. So we got $25 a day total now. Now what we'll do is put podcast bumper world. When you edit this, I see they still have not fixed the error where if you click off it, it suddenly stops editing for you. That's interesting. We go over here to locations now. Now what we are going to do is delete the USA as a targeted location. And what we will do instead is we just want to exclude locations because it will target the rest of the world. And since we've got the United States in its own campaign, we want this to exclude all the ones we've already targeted. So there's no overlap. I don't want to spend my budget in the same country in multiple campaigns. So now I'm going through Australia, USA, Canada. We will exclude all of these. This will allow it to run in every single country except the USA, Australia, Canada, United Kingdom, and New Zealand. This gives me a true world coverage then. And then on this one, I will adjust the bid because the bid should be a lot lower on these global campaigns. So now I've got all these excluded. I'll go back over to ad groups. Now the max CPM, that's way too high for global. Let's try something like 79 cents, maybe 89 cents global. These should be a lot less global than having to target the USA, UK. So the global one should be a lot cheaper. This should be a lot bigger audience for me too, because the amount of people who watch my YouTube videos globally versus just in the USA is there's a lot more globally when you add them all up. So I've got $25 a day now on my ad budget. What I'll do is start off with this and see what happens. I could increase the bumper world to $20 a day and I might try to, I'll start off, why don't we start that off? We'll do the world one at $25 a day. That should be a pretty big budget to begin with. We'll see how much capacity it has. And then this might be a good thing for me to just run indefinitely as new people watch my YouTube channel, new people see my bumper ads. Then we can just constantly get people off from YouTube over onto my podcast who might be interested in my podcast, but without me telling them about it, won't have ever seen it. I've made this tutorial with the hope this is helpful for you, and I intend to follow up with the results because given the amount of CPM I'm earning on my podcast now, there's huge potential for this to work really well given the low CPM ads I can put up on YouTube with these bumper ads. Quick 5-second ads, and I can also see what the cost per click is to get people to come over to my website because if someone clicks on the ad and goes to my website, there's a good shot they might listen to it. And the way my simple podcast player is set up, it's got all these options. So someone can click on my ad and then click on iTunes and end up subscribing on iTunes, which is really good. Or click on Stitcher or Spotify, Google Play, click on share, subscribe on Android, even end up leaving a review. And all of these things, the real goal is to get a listener who comes back every single day, to get a listener who hears every episode I do, because that one listener is 30 plays every month. So truly the whole point of this system is to make sure those who are following me most closely are aware of the option to follow on my podcast and to get new casual podcast listeners who might start following and listening and sharing and turn into a really enthusiastic listener. Thank you very much for watching this. If you've seen it on YouTube or Facebook or listening to it on my podcast, because I'm grateful for the chance to share this with you today. I like sharing entire business systems so you can see this whole system, and I'm excited to follow up with you and show you how it works. If you'd like me to help you with anything on a more in-depth level, I've got a services link on my website at jerrybanfield.com that you might find useful. It's up there on services. You can just click on it. I've got a 28-day mentorship. I've got coaching. I've got an online business appraisal, video response. You can schedule a call. If you go under resources, I've got a mastermind group where we talk about stuff like this every week. I love you. You're awesome. Thanks for making it to the very end of this, and I imagine I'll see you again soon.